This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Multiple explosions could be seen overnight Wednesday to Thursday over Gaza's skyline. Israeli planes continuing to pound Gaza in the aftermath of the stunning weekend attack by Hamas militants. The death toll in both Israel and the Gaza Strip increased on Wednesday. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Terrorism specialist Mary Eisen says Hamas gunmen could still be hiding inside Israel.
The systematic finding now of the terror nests that they built in and around, that's something that can go on for days. This is dangerous times. We're talking about a pre-planned full-scale massacre attack.
In Eisen's view, Israel must continue its attacks on Hamas until the group's military capability is destroyed. But she notes a ground invasion of Gaza would be complicated. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel in a show of solidarity and support as the country responds to the devastating attacks by the militant group Hamas. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over. How to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing. And how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel said it has formed an emergency wartime unity government to fight Hamas militants at the same time massing 300,000 troops near Gaza for what could be a ground invasion of the Palestinian enclave. At the White House, President Joe Biden reaffirmed Washington's support for Israel and assured a group of Jewish leaders that the administration was working on every aspect of the hostage crisis in Israel, which includes Americans. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have nominated a new speaker, but whether he'll quickly take on the job remains uncertain. We get more. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message, just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with so that we can deliver on for the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Here in the U.S., the United Auto Workers Union has escalated its walkout against Detroit's big three automakers by going on strike against major Ford truck plants in the area of Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, 8,700 members left their jobs at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday evening at the plant, which makes profitable heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. UAW President Sean Fain says the union has waited long enough to bargain for a fair contract. Ford called the strike expansion grossly irresponsible. Sam Bankman Fried's top former executive, his former girlfriend, testified at his fraud trial in New York City. He corrupted her values. Get more on that part of the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Caroline Ellison testified Bankman-Fried created justifications at cryptocurrency company FTX to do things she now admits were wrong and illegal. She revealed doctoring balance sheets. Bankman-Fried told her he wanted to do the greatest good for the most people, and rules like don't lie and don't steal must sometimes be set aside. After several hours on the witness stand, Ellison got choked up as she described the final days of FTX, saying the collapse of the business resulted in relief that she didn't have to lie anymore. Ellison pleaded guilty to fraud charges. His lawyers say Bankman-Fried was not criminally to blame for what happened to his businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dozens of people have been evacuated from their homes in Argentina's central Cordoba province as forest fires continue to grow there. It was not immediately clear how many homes have been affected or if there were any casualties. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.